You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
Disabilities come in myriad forms, but it is often how institutions and society engage with them that shapes the limitations they pose. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to JT from Touch Compass on their petition, Say Yes to Access, hashtag Yes to Access NZ Words Shape World, aiming to encourage a rethink of the way we conceptualise disability as a society by changing how we talk about it.
Yeah, kia ora, John Tamihiri Kimis, tukui noa. Kawhakahare mātua, Touch Compass, switching to Channel 2, that's John or JT, and I'm the Executive Director for Touch Compass.
Awesome, thank you very much. Here today we've got your petition, Say Yes to Access, and the words that shape worlds.
Correct.
Can you talk to us about the petition, really?
Yeah, look, really, probably the best way to put it is to say, even though it's our petition, it's come from a community of sort of over about 4,500 across New Zealand. We started transforming Touch Compass as a disability-led arts organisation in 2021. And part of our journey was engaging with our community. What rose to the surface is people got a bit sick of feeling invited. And the word inclusion itself, if you dig into its history, if you're a word geek like me and half the team, the word itself translates to invite in to something that's been shut off. And access, interestingly, comes from a word that means to pass through or move through without barrier. So that's the genesis of it. And look, to keep it really simple, as it says in there, words shape worlds. So the words we use shape the worlds and our attitudes. And when every time we talk about inclusion, we're still gatekeepers. Somebody is still having to be invited in. I've got a really straightforward question for you. From the moment we're born, we're all part of the human race. Who says we're not? Why do we need to be invited in to our own society, right? And that this sort of language, this vernacular, has been allowed to go on for far too long. And we're a tiny little arts organisation, but we've got some smart people in the room, and we've looked at what's really important to our people, and access is by far the most important thing.
So with this petition, what are the changes that you would really like to see? Would it just be changing the words inclusion in sort of legislations and forms into access? Would there be more that you feel like should come along with that? What's your perspective?
Well, there's probably two parts to it. So the first one is, in order to get societal change, attitudes need to shift, right? And this is a very simple, but in our opinion, a pretty important way to do it. Change the language you use and watch the mind shift that happens in yourselves. Take every document you've got. Take your role title, right? There's a lot of people out there right now with access and inclusion manager on it. What if they were just the access manager? What about instead of diversity, equity and inclusion, we actually had diversity, equity and access? So it's a real simple thing. Shift that mindset, number one. That's probably the most important part, right? Because to have anything sustain is that. So what we want everyone to do, and this is what our petition is give it a crack. 3rd of December on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, just change. Change the word inclusion for access and watch the mindset shift that happens when you stop being a gatekeeper.
It almost seems, as you're talking to me about this, that there is an element of action that's almost more associated with access in the sense of the need to accommodate and the ways that, you know, organizations sometimes don't when they're not stepping up enough.
Yeah, look, there's two ways to look at that. One is that access is hard, right? Inclusion is soft. And often it comes from that. It reads as kind and generous, but disabled people don't want generosity. They want opportunity. They want access, right? That's a really important thing. So if you want to sum it up, inclusion is margarine, right? Access is the real butter. And that's pretty much the context behind it, right? It's that difference between, you know, going and getting a really well-made barista coffee or scraping something out of the bottom of the tin. What would you prefer?
Yeah, absolutely. Could you talk to us about Touch Compass, Aotearoa, New Zealand? And
yeah, look, to TC, as we say it around our own house, Touch Compass, founded in 1997, nearly 30 years ago, essentially on the blood, sweat, toil and tears of one very focused individual with a real experience in dance. So it started as a dance company that invited disabled people into the space. Over time, those people developed real great performance skill and it was seen and shown. So it became a disability integrated, still non-disabled led, but definitely forwarding and putting out front the skills and talents of disabled artists. Since 2021, we've just taken the next natural evolution. We've transformed ourselves from a disability integrated arts organisation to disability led. So we have disabled leadership at every strata of our organisation. We're one of the few in the country that do. There are more than just us. Go and jump on Arts Access Aotearoa's site, see their new Taha Hotu program, and you'll see a number of organisations that have committed to that path. But we're one of them. We're a little bit trailblazing. We're a little bit provocative. But hey, it's time for somebody to be bold, fierce, and leading in this space. And we think we're well positioned to do that.
That's a really interesting narrative for the organisation to go from sort of a sort of you know that place all the way through to this place of activism now as well. You know.
Yeah, well, one of the, as I said, our community that we've built quite large across Aotearoa, we've listened, right? Not just heard their voices, but actually listened. And one of the things that just keeps rising to the surface is they want to hear stronger voices, right? There's a lot of placating and inviting and inspiration porn, as we say, around the disability art space. A lot of, you know, look at that, isn't that lovely? Aren't they doing well? But within our group, we've actually got some exceptional people. One of the first people in the world to earn a PhD in dance studies is a wheelchair user. International award winners for dance and performance. Pacifica leaders in our group, Māori leaders, tangata whakaha Māori. So we've got a smart, very, very talented group. They're not looking for people to fawn upon. They're looking for people to recognise the remarkable aesthetic that is in disability arts performance, verbal, non-verbal, physical, non-physical, visible disabilities, non-visible disabilities. They are a really unique and powerful way to read the human body and to navigate the world. And we just want to ensure that we're in a country that enables that.
Returning to the petition, I'd love to give you the floor, if there's anything that you feel like you really want to say on it, a bit of a pulpit.
Yeah, look, on behalf of all of us who put it together, the most important thing is we just want to see mindset shift. Start there. Start small. Change the language. If that influences policy design, brilliant. If it makes you think, whose voice is missing in this room? Who needs access to this place and space? And look, I'll preface one other thing for you. Access is not just ramps and captions, right? It's financial, it's spiritual, it's cultural, it's individual, it's collective. Access is multidimensional. Just think about how can we do a better job as a nation and as a people of ensuring that everybody has a fair and equitable shot at moving through the world and navigating it, whichever way they do. Right, I'm autistic ADHD. I navigate the world by compartmentalizing, recognizing patterns and connections, and then bringing them together over 20 odd plus years in the employment space. I've learned to navigate and mask and hide, but the way that I navigate is my way. There are ways that others need to navigate. So if we can just create a space where that's easy, and no one has to ask permission. The problem with inclusion, you see, is there's always a gatekeeper, right? You're welcome into this space on our time. Just go to any theatre show anywhere, right? This is the one I'll leave you with. Go to any theatre show anywhere and ask them, is this audio described? Is this sign language interpreted? And you'll probably get an answer like, yeah, 4 p.m. on a Thursday, we have an audio describe show. So if you are from the blind and low vision community, you can go see that show once at 4 in the afternoon on a Thursday or 2 p.m. on a Sunday. If you can't make that show, you're stuffed because every other show is not for you. Why not? Access is not just a budget line. It's a mindset. And where inclusion invites disabled people in, with our campaign, we're inviting people to reframe the way they think. Right? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. Financial people are struggling, kids are in trouble. There's a lot. But a lot of it sits at that root core of access. If you don't have access to what you need, to the resources that support your life, then that's not a nation I think we all want to live in.
That was JT from Touch Compass on their petition to change our language to focus on disability access over inclusion. If you want to see more about this petition or sign your name to it, you can find it at our.actionstation.org.nz/petitions/swap-inclusion-4-access-yes-to-access-NZ.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.